This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. While for many the fall season marks the end of many outdoor adventures, some Idahoans wait all year for this time of year because it marks the beginning of hunting season. And after several weeks of the opening of the season, let's take a look at the current hunting season with two folks from the Idaho Department of Fish and Game joining us live in studio, Roger Phillips and Ian Malapiea. I said it wrong, didn't I, this time?
It was close. Malapiea.
Said it right before we went on the air. They're joining us live in studio. So what part of the hunting season are we in right now?
We're kind of in the heart of big game season right now, which is predominantly deer and elk season. And with deer, it's kind of split into two categories. Southern Idaho, we have mostly mule deer hunters. And then up in the Clearwater and Panhandle, we're getting into the prime whitetail seasons, which tends to be mid-November.
Ian, we've heard about an overall decline in hunting numbers. And according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Survey, which was from 2016, about half the number of people hunt today than they did 50 years ago. So what do those numbers look like here in Idaho? Are we seeing a decline as well?
You know, we're actually not seeing a decline. We're kind of with the other Western states where we've had a stagnant trend. So we're not seeing an increase, we're not seeing a decrease, but as the population of Idaho grows, we're not seeing the per capita participation that we had in the past. So for fish and game, as far as our numbers, we're relatively stable, which is good because our revenue actually doesn't come from general fund tax dollars. It comes from offshore drilling, sales of ammunition and archery equipment, and then primarily our license and tag sales.
Let's really talk about the culture of hunting because, as you mentioned, Ian, I mean, it seems to be a part of Western life, you know, no matter kind of where you grow up. And Roger, are you still seeing that, even though, as you said, it's stagnant, but it really is a part of life?
Yeah, it's a real cultural touchstone, especially in the fall where, you know, standard greeting doesn't go from, hi, how are you doing? It's, did you get your deer yet? Or did you get your elk yet? And, you know, even in a place like Boise in a metropolitan area for Idaho, it's still the water cooler talk, you know, on Monday morning. You know, what'd you guys see? What'd you do? And it's a real, you know, it's families, it's traditions, it's a lot of things that all kind of come together. It's recreation, it's food gathering. And like I say, it's just part of kind of Idaho's culture, and it's something that people, I think, even people who don't participate in it, they largely respect it, and they're okay with it, and that's pretty cool to see.
Are there misperceptions about hunting and hunters?
I think there's lots of them, and I think what people kind of overlook sometimes is the real focus on the killing of an animal, where it's such a small part of the experience. Obviously a critical part, because if we're trying to harvest meat for food, that comes with a territory. But when you figure if you spend a week out big game hunting, if you're lucky, you're going to pull the trigger one time. And so it's that whole experience of being out in the woods, being out with your friends and with your family, the campfire things, the traditions, all of these things kind of play into it. And, you know, the other thing that people often overlook, for better or worse, is most hunters don't get, you know, a deer or an elk during a season. It's about 25% for elk, and it's about roughly 40% for deer hunters who are actually successful each year.
So you can't just go out time and time again to try to get a deer or an elk, correct?
We have pretty generous seasons, okay. But yeah, there are limits to them. And most of it is people's time, because it's pretty, you know, it's pretty labor intensive to go out and spend a week in the woods, and not everybody can do that for 2 or 3 weeks during a season.
And Ian, you're doing some marketing work around this, correct? Because we really want to see what, maybe like a next generation of hunters coming in?
Yeah, we are doing some marketing efforts. And part of that is the national trend we've seen across the U.S. is that there is significant declines in hunting and angling participation. So a number of the efforts we're doing, part of it is recruitment. You know, for millennia, the way hunting and fishing has been passed down is by mentoring and, you know, taking your family members and friends and teaching them that way. And, you know, as we've become more urbanized and society has shifted in a sense, that recruitment model is starting to break down. So we're doing efforts that inspire recruitment, but also just maintaining that the current licensed buyers and hunters and anglers we have currently are continuing to do that. And anybody who may have dropped off for whatever reason, you know, we come back and try to get them to be able to enjoy those experiences in the outdoors once again.
I really want to talk about the connection between hunting and conservation, because a lot of people might not know that across the country, about 60% of the funding for state fish and wildlife departments actually come from hunting license fees. So how dependent are we here in Idaho for that source of funding?
We're integrally dependent. And the additional dollars above that 60% that you were talking about come from federal excise tax and taxes on hunting equipment, fishing equipment, and ammunition. So for Idaho, Idaho Fish and Game is responsible for management of all of the wildlife in Idaho. You know, there's a very small percentage of animals that we actually hunt and fish for, but all of the non-game animals are under our protection as well.
And then how do you make up that shortfall then?
Well, the big focus now is maintaining our revenue to be able to do the conservation work that we do on a daily basis for the public behalf. And so it's not just the hunting. It's for anybody who enjoys wildlife in Idaho. And we are at a stable revenue, you know, place right now. But seeing what's happened across the nation, it is a concern of ours, and that's why we're trying to maintain our levels where they're at and not have a shortfall and end up having to cut programs and limit conservation work that we do.
So getting back to the hunting aspect, for someone who really does think that hunting is just morally wrong, as you mentioned, Roger, you know, you're killing an animal, what would you say to them? Or maybe is there any way to persuade them to reconsider?
I don't know if we're trying to reconsider or sway them in one way or another. I think that what we're after is an acceptance that this is a part of a way of life that's is not that different from growing your own garden. It's going out and harvesting your own meat. It's organic. Ian's got some figures, but Idahoans and other hunters who come from other states harvest 8 million pounds of edible meat annually, and that's just big game. That's deer and elk. So that's a significant amount of food that's being brought in every year by people going out and doing it themselves.
So that's just here in Idaho, Ian, that 8 million pounds.
Yeah, that's right. That's it's about 22,000 elk, almost 27,000 mule deer, and 25,000 whitetail deer were harvested in 2018 in Idaho. And that's, again, over 8 million pounds of butchered meat once it's processed that can go in Idaho's residents.
Well, and I would say that everyone that I know that hunts, I mean, this is how they feed their family throughout the year. I mean, that is part of that Western culture.
Oh, absolutely. If a year goes by without a deer and elk in the freezer, it's like it's a big void.
Right.
You really miss it. You miss not being able to reach into the freezer and pull out that white package of meat that, you know, that you harvested and that for myself I butchered, and then I usually cook it and feed it to my family, and that's a really important part of what we do.
And for some people, it can be a financial issue if they don't
Absolutely.
Catch that. I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Roger Phillips and Ian Malapieya with Idaho Fish and Game. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. We will, of course, see you back here tomorrow.